We've now advanced into the sugyas of Emunah, to Torah min HaShamayim, and then into the sugya of Emunas Chachamim. Believing in our Chachamim, we pointed out, the Pasuk says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi. Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem, and they believed in Moshe, his servant. The Mechilta says, there are two types of Emunah we need. One is Vayaminu b'Hashem, we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other one is we have to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to believe in the man who was the vehicle, between the conduit between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Essentially, we need two emunas. We need an emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need an emuna in the Chachamim. We can't even open a Sefer Torah, we pointed out. You open a Sefer Torah, and you don't even know how to read it. Where are the commas? Where are the periods? How do you sing it? Where are the nekudas, the vowels? And even the drushas, it seems like they're extra words in the Torah. Chas v'shalom. The Ramban says in Shur Rishani of Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, he's being chaylik on the Rambam at a certain nekuda, which is not for now, but he says every S in the Torah, every gam, every ribui, every miut, every ach and every rak, all the different midas of the Torah, that the Torah is nidreshes bem, shara midrashim kulam, hakosuv yiklol hakol. The pasuk includes all of them as pshutai shel mikra, which means pashut pshat. And he says, not like the tzedukim who think that the way you read a book is just you look at the words and that's exactly what you see. He says, we use the Chachamim to understand. Ki Sefer Torah Hashem, Tzmima, the Torah is whole. Ein ba ois yeser, there's no extra word, v'chaser. Kulam b'chachma nichtavu. It was written in perfect wisdom. And he says, how do we know what each word is and what extra letters are? The Chachamim. The Chachamim tell us how to read it. Ki pshuto, pshuto shel mikra. And we think that Chazal just do Dinei Derabbanan. You know, they sit there and go, what can we bother you with today? You know, how can we make your lives, Chas v'Shalom, inconvenient? Chazal themselves are a representer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin that Imru Lefanei Malchias. We should say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malchias, it says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should say Malchias in front of him. Zichronus and Shofras, right? The davening that we say on Rosh Hashanah. There's only one major problem with this. Hashem never told us to say Malchias. Hashem never told us to say Zichronus. And Hashem never told us to say Shofras. Never. You can look at all the Pesukim. It does not say that. It says Yom Zikaron, Tikkun B'Shofar, whatever you want. It does not say to say Malchias, Zichronus, and Shofras. Chazal told us that. The Ritva asked the Kasha, this is one of the most important things to know. You have to know this Ritva to be Jewish. Mazel Tov on your becoming more Jewish. Here's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says that it seemingly doesn't make sense. How could it say that it's in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Kol ma sheyesh lo asmachta min ha-pasuk. Sometimes Chazal use a pasuk and we think it's a cute reference. Oh, they're just hinting to something cute so you remember it well. It's not true. Heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem enlightens them, sheroi lasosken. Hashem sends them a message. Through the psukim, they see the psukim and they see a message that Hashem wants a certain durabanan to come about. The Masru l'chachamim, he empowers the chachamim to find these little things. V'lo k'divrei ha'meforshim v'jas machtos hu derech simen shenasnu chachamim. Not like those who think Chazal just want a cute way to remember something, so they find a pasuk for their din d'rabbana. No. Chas v'shalom yishtaka adavar v'lo yomer shezu das minas. The Ritva says this is heresy to say such a thing. Chazal don't do cute things. The Torah leaves a green light for Chazal to find the message of Hashem. So much so that when they find something that they know Hashem would like, you can say on it, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no difference between Hashem saying it and Chachmei Yisrael being able to derive it in the way that they knew how, Beruach Kodesham. They are a total representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayaminu ba'Hashem, uve Moshe Avdo. We never separate these two things. The Emunah in the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Emunah in Chachamim. Now let's talk about learning. You can't start learning until you know this. You can't start learning without Emunah Chacham. If you don't have Emunah Chacham, you can't start learning. And it doesn't have to be my Chiddush. There are Mem Ches Kinyanim Shekonim Es HaTorah. 48 ways of being kind of the Torah. You need to get all these 48. One of which is Emunah in Chachamim. Emunah in Chachamim. Why? You read a Gemara, right? You read this. I would have said different. Abaye, there he goes again, that Abaye. Huh, he did this to me before. You expect me to spend 3 hours in morning seder on this Abaye? I've seen this before. He did this last time. I didn't get it, and this time I'm not getting it either. Right? Our minds are totally not in tune with the Gemara. They're totally not in tune with the Gemara. Why would we bother with this, Bichlal? Why would we bother? A person who's a thinking person and they confront the Gemara is absolutely foreign. That's a nice way to say it, to the minds that we have today. And therefore, a person encounters this and says, who's crazy? He has to decide. It's either Abaye or me. It's only one of us. And the Emunas Chacham says, Abaye, I'm going to spend 3 or 4 hours on you to figure out what's going on. Without that, the book would be closed from day one. The whole way of deciding things in the Gemara is way beyond our comprehension. It's way beyond the way we would have done things. And you know why? Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to be that way. Otherwise, we'd have nothing to do. Right? If you were expected to get a Torah that was exactly like the silly putty in your brain, then you really wouldn't accomplish all that much if you invested in it, because it's just as dumb as you. There's nothing to do with it. Abaye was a Malach Hashem Tzavakas. Abaye was someone who was tapped into Hashem. If I spend 3 hours on Abaye and Rava, I will tap into things that I could never have imagined in this small world that we're living in. Says the Medrash Shmuel in his Perish on Avos, the Medrash Shmuel from 500 years ago, Ashita Mikubetzis on Avos. He says, what's the idea of Emunas Chachamim? First he says to believe in everything being from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he says the following. V'gam efshir sheramaz inyan amuna bo yisbarach shalo yachnis adam es atma la'asiga b'derech hakir sasechel. You can't approach the Torah in a way that's just your mind deciding what's going on. Limsoa Pesach, rak ha'manaso tiyeh k'derech amunas chachamim. You have to believe in the chachamim. She amunas uman, that they're experts, mekubelis ish mi pi ish ad le Moshe mi Sinai, that they're representing Moshe Rabbeinu himself. If you start analyzing it scientifically, whether Abaye and Rava are this way or that way, you'll never get it. Like the wise man once said, ilu yadativ, if I would know him, hayitiv, I would be him. Meaning, here you have Abaye and Rava. If Abaye and Rava would look at us, maybe we would disintegrate from their kedusha. Just them looking at us, right? We're zocha to learn Abaye and Rava every day. We have no shaychus with these people. But if we work and work and work, they can schlep us up. The Emunas Chacham says that this is worth my investment. It looks foreign to me because this is the Yeridus Hadairus. But this Torah will get me exactly where I want to go. You can't approach anything unless you believe this. The Gaon in Mishlei, in the beginning, says a beautiful thing. He says, how does Mishlei start? It says, Mishlei Shloimei Ben David. Whoa, I would edit that. You know, they taught me that when you have an author, you don't start a book with the name of the author. It's supposed to say, like on the front page, you know, maybe his name or whatever, not in the book. The book starts, these are the Meshalim of Shlomo ben David. Let's just put him on the side. Why do we have to put him in the Pasuk? Says the Vilna Gaon that it has to be this way. The beginning of a book has to be who wrote it. because you have to understand how much you're supposed to put into this book. Right? If you would look at Mishlei and you wouldn't know that it was written by Shlomo, none other than the wisest man that ever came to planet Earth, you would look at all this like, whoa, this is a little weird, poetic. Okay, whatever, I'd rather have a magazine over here. What's he talking about? But if you know that he's Shlomo HaMelech, you'll kill yourself to try to get a little bit of this man's wisdom. You have to come in with a certain understanding of what you're reading, of what you're doing. It's true in everything in life. Right? Imagine someone comes over to you with fuzzy hair going up, right? And he looks at you and he goes, E equals MC squared, right? And your friend comes over and goes, what happened? He goes, well, there's this really weird dude who came with fuzzy hair and he goes to me, E equals MC squared. It's like, that was Einstein! Wow! What? E MC squared? What's this guy talking about? You don't understand. You just met Albert Einstein. Wow. Right? Unbelievable. Right? That's by regular chachma. He has fuzzy hair, so what? He's a brilliant man. To be able to talk with Albert Einstein. That's in the regular world, Rabosai, of regular chachma. Now we're talking about chachma elokis. When Shlomo HaMelech puts his name on Mishlei, it's something that when he asked Hashem to be the smartest man in the world. So this was presented to him on a silver platter by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be officially the smartest man that would ever come to planet Earth. That's a pretty big seller. That should be a bestseller. Right? But if a person doesn't have that emunah, they really can't, they can't get into a bechal. And you know what? They can't even enjoy morning seder. What's this for? Give me a break. Hours in front of these things that make absolutely no sense. What do I care if they darshan the vav like this or the vav like that? The answer is, I don't care right now, but I'm the crazy one. I'm the crazy one. Because this was dropped down from Shamayim. And these people knew what they were talking about. And this is the concept of Emunas Chachamim that we have to work on. The Chovas HaLvavas in Cheshbon HaNefesh, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon number 24 says, when you have a problem with Chazal, think about what Chazal tell us. And be dan Chazal lekafschos. Whoa, they told me about donning people lekafschos. When somebody walks into a McDonald's, you say, oh, he's getting a Coke and he's not getting a Big Mac. What does it mean to be dan Chazal lekafschos when you're learning morning seder? What does that mean? What? Oh, you see what Rava did over there? Woo! He probably is getting a Coke in McDonald's. What? What's going on over here? No. Every time we learn, there's a little part of us going, is this worth it? Is it worth it? And says the Chovas HaLevavos, Tadinam L'schus, give them the benefit of the doubt. Al Tanuach Daitcha Mashin is Baritzcha B'tchilas Mudecha. Don't go with your shitchias, superficial understanding that you have after getting three coffee breaks in the middle of one thought, right? It's not like, it's not just one thought that you had in the sugya. It's a thought that's broken into three coffee breaks. And now, I don't get it. I'm turned off. I'm not into learning, right? Be dan them lekafskos. The way these people were, the way these people were, we don't understand them. I mean, it's the shloshim of my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro. Zatzal, it's a shloshim. We don't even understand people in our own generations. I don't know what it means that 15 years he didn't sleep in a bed. I feel like I've slept in the bed for 15 years straight. I don't know. What does it mean to not sleep in a bed for 15 years? Right? And then you come up to him, I think differently. Right? Intelligent people don't do that. Don't you understand how much this man lived this thought? Now imagine Abaye and Rava. Imagine how much time and effort they need to crack a mashu of what they're saying. But there's a little part of us that makes us think that, come on. And that's where the emunah comes in and says, no, this is worth it. Umashi is baritzcha, tiskerenu v'tisyashebo, matishtapik biru, the things that you don't understand. Takor alav mechach medorcha, ask somebody. Shalom bedarcha chachiru yishona. As yirlecha misoda satara, you'll see the secrets of the Torah. But al tasiacha hagaiva, don't be arrogant, says the Chovas HaLevavos. Shetachshov shekaroscha lo osifa masha haitzal abinurecha, that you did this, been there, done that. I'm not going to add anything to what I did before. No, go into it again, again and again and again. This is the Emunas Chachamim that you can't learn without it. Every person has to deal with this issue and understand the greatness. And the truth is, there are things that seem wild in the Torah. But if you're patient, you'll figure them out. There's a sugya called Nizra Bambatya. You know what that is? It's a wild sugya which makes everyone giggle, right? And they giggled their way through the generations about this. People wanted to make fun. A woman goes into the mikvah and she's impregnated by zera that was left there by a man. A little swimming zera ended up in her and had a kid. Right? Well, the joke is on everybody who are laughing. Do you know we can't begin to tackle in vitro fertilization and all the sugyas of test tube babies without that Gemara? And Chazal knew exactly what they were telling us. And they knew that they could never let one nook and cranny let without us until Ikvas and Mashiach, having everything we need to paskin every Shaila. And it seems so crazy. There was somebody who was a big lawyer, and I had a very fascinating conversation with him. He said he was very against his learning in yeshiva and the Gemaras, because all these convoluted cases, oxen and this thing, and one thing falling off the roof and bumping into something else, sounds like a whole pinball, what's going on? And then he gets to law school, and he says he wouldn't believe it. He discovered something fascinating. Listen to this. This is an amazing point. This could change your whole attitude. The definition of the greatness of a system of law, the definition of the greatness of a system of law is a system that covers every single case. And if you think about that, it makes a lot of sense. Because if you have a law system and there are areas that have not yet been discussed, right, which have to go to the Supreme Court over and over and over and over again, right, then the system's imperfect because it didn't leave you with instructions in every single area. And he's listening to his professors trying to imitate the Gemara in the best possible way and doing a terrible job with the Constitution. And he realized, wow, look what we have over here. The Torah has every single detail, every single nakuda, there for us. And the more a person learns it, the Chazon Ish, when the dateline Shaila came up, nobody knew what he's supposed to do, when he's supposed to have Yom Kippur in Shanghai. The Chazon Ish already worked on it because he had worked on the sugyas so well that it was in his notebooks. He didn't even need the Shaila yet. He had already worked on the sugyas well enough to have it in front of him. Nothing new. It's all there. It's a perfect system. It's not something that's made by men. It's made by the Ribbono Shel himself. And the men who are doing this are people Beruach Kodesh Mamish, Shaykh to the highest Madregas. And a person has to watch playing with fire. He has to be careful messing with Chazal. And there's a very sad Gemara about this, like we talked about last week, that we said, by the Goyim, seeing is believing. And by us, hearing is believing. Hearing is believing. And here's a very sad tale. In Baba Basra Ayin Hay, this is also something that we have to really remember. This is a Gemara that we have to take with us. Rav Yochanan was Darish. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi Avanim Tom V'Margol Yashem Shloshim Al Shloshim. Rav Yochanan was darshaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take these 30 by 30 precious stones, V'chokhi Ben Eser Al Esrim, U'ma'amid them Mishar Yishalayim, he's going to bring them to the gates of Yishalayim. Ligleg Olav Oso Talmud. This Talmud said, pah! Come on, give me a break, Rabbi, you'll excuse me. About Rav Yochanan, don't mess with Rav Yochanan. Not a good idea. You'll see in a second. Hashta kibiyasa ditzitzla lo mishkachina. We don't even find like an egg of a bird, stones this size. Kuli hai mishkachina, give me a break. We're going to see these big 30 by 30s. Liyamim hifliga svinaso bayam. He was in the sea, he was sent off in sea. Chazam malachi asharis diyasvi kaminsri avonim tovas. He saw the malachim were chipping away at stones, which were, guess what, 30 by 30. V'chachu ben eserberum esrim, and 10 by 20, exactly like Rebbe. Wow, I can't wait to get back and tell Rebbe the good news. Or so you think. So, Amar Lahu, Hani Laman, he says, where are these? Amar Lahu, Asin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amidah Mishar Yerushalayim. Exactly like Rebbe. They're going to be in Yerushalayim. Asilikami de Rabbi Yochanan, and he came back, the proud Talmud, Nachas. Amrle Darish Rabbi Lechana. Na'a Lidrash, Kasher Marta, Kain Ra'isi. Rabbi said, great. What you said in Shir, I saw with my own eyes. I would say, wow, you have a picture? This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Amrle Reika, empty person, cardboard guy. Il Mali Ra'isa Lohemanta. You need to see to believe in me? Malagle gal divrei chachamim ata. You disgrace the words of the chachamim. Nosan enav bo v'nase gal atzamas. He made everyone a believer right then. He looked at him and turned him into a heap of bones. Whoa. Very intense. What's going on over here? The answer is this undermines everything. This undermines everything. Yet this time, these were the Bali Masora. You cannot have someone so crooked. A Talmud like this is crooked. That's it. It undermines the whole system of Chazal. We believe things because it's from the Torah. We don't have to prove anything to anybody. And here's an amazing story about somebody who was a scientist who thought he had it figured out, and he should have met Rabbi Yeshua. He would have saved himself some time. In Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Breishis, Parachaf, it says, there was a philosopher, Bikesh Leidel Kama Nachash Molid. He wanted to know how long it takes for a Nachash, a snake, from the time it's impregnated till it has children. It's hard to figure out because you have to be there exactly at the right time. You have to make sure there are no other outside influences. As we say in science, you have to isolate all variables. You have to keep this snake in lockup, lockdown. Kevin Shirozom Misaskin Zemzeh, he saw this snake and lady snake together. Nutlan Unasim Bechavis, he put them in a box and he gave them food. Took them a long time. How long did it take? 7 years. Mazel Tov, there were babies, right? He had to work on this for 7 years. So he wanted to mess with Chazal and he asked Rav Gamliel, how long does it take for a snake to have children, right? Very happy with himself. So Rav Gamliel was despondent about it, and he met Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said a drasha. He figured it out. He says, a kelev, which is a chaya tmeya, is molid chamishim yom, 50 days, a behema tmeya is yoledes, l'shneimas ar chodesh, and it says, orurata mikol behema, mikol chaya sasada, that the snake is cursed more than the behemas, and more than the chaya sasada, and just like the behema was arura from the chaya, more cursed than the chaya, seven times over, so too the snake will be cursed more than the behema, seven times over. I'll let you do the math later. And he says, 7 years. Hischil metiach rosha lekoso. This philosopher started bonking his head against the wall, bonking and bonking. No! The rabbis foiled again! What's pshat? Pshat is, they know things because they're there. They know things because they exist. They're be'etzim there. People could work and work and work, and you know what? If this philosopher thought it was 7 years, and Rabbi Yeshua held it 6 years, I have news for you. The philosopher's wrong. And we might never find out until Mashiach comes why, but that's it. He's wrong. Rabbi Yeshua has more authority over this than anybody else. And sometimes it's intimidating. Sometimes it's intimidating. But when you hold on to the Messiah, you don't budge. You don't budge. We find in the Gemara says, in Baba Metzia and Daf Nun Tes, an amazing story. Rav Elazar and Chachamim are debating on the Taira of something called Tanur Shel Achnai, a certain oven. And Rav Elazar says, if I'm right, then all these miracles should happen. Trees should be uprooted and streams should change their way and the walls of the Beis Medrash should start to fall, and everything started happening one after another. The walls almost fell. It was the schus of Rabbi Shimon to stop it. And he got up and said, no. He gets up and he says, Rabbi Yeshua's Amad al Ragla Vamar Lo Bashamayim Hi. A baskol came down and said, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Game over. Game over. A heavenly voice. I mean, what more do you need in the Sound and Light show? Upstream, right? All these carob trees flying around. The wall's about to come out. And then a heavenly voice. He says, get out of here. Get out of here. Everyone out. Out, 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 out. Lo bashamayim hi. Lo bashamayim hi. Right? Any thinking person has to wonder how Rabbi Yeshua had the guts to do this. Okay? I for sure would have ran away very fast. And said, don't hurt me, Rabbi Lazar. Right? How did he do this? What in the world is going on here? And the Rabbeinu Nisim Gon asks the question. Rabbi Yerucham brings it in Das Chachmu Musar Chelik Beis Simon Mem Tes. Rabbeinu Nisim Gon in Meseches Brachas says an amazing thing. He says, you're right, he gives two pshatim, but his second pshat is, yeah, you know what it was? This was all staged. It was all staged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, Lo haisa kavana elu lenasos es chachamim. The whole goal here was to trick the chachamim and see if they would hold tight. Im yanichu hakabala shebiyada. If they would keep the tradition that they had from Rebbe to Talmud, to Rebbe to Talmud, to Rebbe to Talmud. V'hagemara shebipiyam. And know, through what they learned, that the halacha goes like the rabbin, the halacha goes like Rabbi Yeshua had said, and to ignore the baskol, just like he says, there will be neviim in the history of Klal Yisrael, ki menasa Hashem Elokeichem Eschem, Hashem will test us with false prophets. It was all a test to see. And Rav Yerucham says, guess what, guys? Hashem likes to test us. He likes to see how much we're on board. And he says, a lot of times people, when they have a problem, they're having issues, they don't ever think, they think, he says, we know from Chazal to see, did we do something wrong? Did we not do something wrong? He says, sometimes the answer is Hashem just wants to test if you're on the team. He wants to see how strongly you believe in what you believe in. And whether or not you're going to be able to break through all of what your eyes see and say, I'm living with people that I trust. I'm going all the way back to Har Sinai, where there was something that millions of people saw in a way that was clearer than any other sound and light show that will ever be in history. And I'm living there. And there's a scary tshuva that Rav Ovadia Yosef brings in Perek Beis of his Perish on Avos, a tshuva of the Koach Shor. He's writing this about himself. He's not writing this about someone else. After the time of Shabtai Tzvi, Shabtai Tzvi was quite an impressive person who swept Klal Yisrael in all directions. It was awful what happened. And he did a lot of damage. And he was being oiker, Torah, and mitzvahs, but in a very deep and impressive way. And there was somebody named Jacob Frank. And Jacob Frank was causing trouble as one of the Talmidim of Shabtai Tzvi. And in the year Tafkuf Yudtes, he records this himself, the Bishop Mikalski called the Rabbanei Yisrael to have a vikuach, an argument with Jacob Frank. And there he was, one of the people, Reb Yitzchak Shor, the author of the Koach Shor. And in the middle of this vikuach, he asked Reb Yitzchak Shor, Jacob Frank, he says to him, first, Reb Yitzchak Shor says to him, how could you be Machal Shabbos and be over on Gilead Arayas that were written in Sinai? He says, Sinai? Don't you know that since Shabtai Tzvi came, we're done with Har Sinai? Oh, really? He says, you know how I'm going to prove it to you, Reb Yitzchak Shor? Mom and Dad are going to tell you. Mom and Dad? Yeah. I'm going to bring your parents back from the dead and they're going to tell you that it's over. It's Bamsha Tshuva. This is in a sefer, the person who was there. Well, here's what happened. Sure enough, Mom and Dad came up and they said, son, it's over. There's no more Har Sinai. This must have been very spooky, okay? This is going all in front of the bishop, right? Rav Yitzchak Bechor looks at his parents and says, Mom and Dad, if there's no such thing as the Torah, then there's no such thing as Kibud Aveim. And he took a stick and chopped off their heads. Whoa, that takes guts. And they turned into dogs. And it was revealed that he was using black magic, and the bishop got very upset. This was an illegal way of debating. No black magic. Right? But when a person's living with Kabbalah, Amitis, they're not swayed by these things. They're living in the MS. Chazal know everything, Rabosai, in ways that we can't imagine. We're doing the Gemara Gittin. The Olam's learning Gittin. And there's a Gemara that bothered me for years. I didn't understand what's going on in this Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yonasan and Rav Evyasar were having a machlokas about the story of Pilegish Begiva, what the issue was, whether or not the Pilegesh Begiva was an issue of a hair, something to do with a hair, or a fly in a soup. And that was the issue that led to a whole civil war in Klal Yisrael. It's a whole Maisa in the Navi. Now, the Maisa, these seem to be two historical points. Which one was true? I don't know. But it's history. It's history. But it gets strange. Eliyahu was there. Ashkechei Rav Evisar le'Eliyahu. He saw Eliyahu and Avi. Amrlei, Maika Avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Hashem doing? Amrlei, Asak B'Pilegesh Begiva. He's learning the sugya of Pilegesh Begiva. Okay. And Maika Amr, what's he saying? Amrlei, Evyatar B'ni Kachu Amr. Evyatar says this way, that this is what happens in Pilegesh Begiva. Yoinasan B'ni says this way. In fact, the Gemara, Hashem's not sure. He says, Chas v'shalom, mikas veka kamishmaya. No, elu ve'elu divrei lukim chayim. Both are true. Torah, zvuv matzah, there was a fly below Hikbin, and it didn't really get the husband upset, but the hare got him very upset. And the story was both a hare and a fly. Can I ask you a question? This bothered me for many years. Baruch Hashem, I have Rabbeim to clarify, and now I'll offer it to you. What in the world is going on in this Gemara? Okay? If we had a time machine and we would go back there, okay, we would know what happened over here. And it's just a historical point. This is not Torah. Hashem got up there and says, Evyasar says this way, but Lufi Rav Yonasan this way. This is not Torah. This is history. And then it says, no, everybody's right. Everybody's right. There was a hare and there was a fly. What does this have to do with learning Torah? So I heard a Dover Neura, Kach Kibalti Mirabosai. Listen well. It's amazing. Rav Evyasar and Rav Yonasan did not have a time machine. And they did not go back, nor did they have somebody who told them, Ish mi pi ish, all the way from the story of Pilegesh Begiva. You know what they did? They knew how to read the Psukim and go all the way to the top of the source of creation in that story and decide what had to happen in that story in order for this to make sense according to the Torah. It means they learned all the circuitry of where the Torah is in its deepest form, and then they went back down to the story, and it has to be a hare, it has to be a fly. Can do that? I can't. I can't. That's Torah. That's worth Hashem learning up such a sugya. Now that's a kunz. And we have to realize, Rabosai, that this will affect everything we do. It's not just Chazal's abilities. It's their perfection. It's their perfection. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, and we'll leave with this thought, the Mesillas Yesharim says that this world is like a labyrinth, a Gan HaMavucha, and you can't tell the difference between paths. If you're in a labyrinth, you get all confused. But there are people in the middle who made it through the labyrinth. Right? So now what do? You're stuck in there and it's really not fun anymore. I want to go home. I'm stuck in a labyrinth, right? You go there for a day and you want to have fun with the kids, fine. But if it's getting dark, you're getting nervous. Help! How do you get out? So he says, the Mesillas Yesharim, beautiful Lashonos, Sfasayim Yishach. He says, Ha'omid Kfar Lach Sadr, someone who's in the middle, who roa kol ha'drachim lefanav, he sees all the ways. Mavchin bin amiti mekozvim, what's real and what's fake. Who yachol lahazir sahochimbam? He can warn them. Zehaderech, go this way. Now look at this. Vihine, misha yirtzal lahaminlo. Someone who wants to believe him, because this is a decision. Should I believe him or not? Yagia lamakom amiyud. We'll get there at the end. We'll have the last laugh. Umisha lo yirtzal lahamin. Someone who decides not to believe. What does Abai know? What does Rava know? What am I wasting my time? I could be in business right now. Give me a break. This is worth it. Vada Yishar Oved V'lo Yagielav. We'll be totally lost. We'll be totally lost. Kena Dover, Misha Dayin Lo Mashal B'Yitzro. Someone who's stuck in the darkness of his Yetzahara. B'toch Shvilim Lo Yuchal Ahavim Inim. He doesn't know anything. Every time he looks at Rava, he thinks about a coffee break or going to the snack machine to get a chocolate bar. He doesn't even realize. He's constantly thinking about the chocolate bar. And he keeps saying, I don't get Rava, I don't get Rava. No, you just want a chocolate bar. That's all you want. That's all you are. Acham Moishlim B'Yitzram, people who rule their Yetzahara, the Chachamim. Kvar Hi Giyu El Achsadra, they got to the middle. Kvar Yotzu Min Ashvilim, they went through all the paths. Heim Yecholim L'Yayitz L'Misha Yirtzu L'Shmoa. They can give the true Eitzah to those who are willing to hear. Aleim srichanu lahamin. These are the people we should believe. We should all be zochet to true amunas chacham.